This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. At the Vatican today, President Bush sat down with Pope John Paul II, who is among the most prominent critics of the war in Iraq. This was the first meeting between the two men since the war began. The pontiff called for a prompt return of Iraqi sovereignty and for involvement of the UN in settling Iraq's future. The president presented the 84-year-old pope with the Medal of Freedom, this nation's highest civilian honor. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne reports from Rome.
The president and the pope met for about 15 minutes in private. Aides say they talked about Iraq, but that the focus was on how to move forward from here. It was afterward that they appeared before cameras in an ornate room inside the Apostolic Palace. The pope was in a wheelchair. The president was seated to his right. John Paul spoke first, reading from a prepared statement, his hands shaking from Parkinson's disease, his voice halting.
The evident desire of everyone.
In that soft voice, which was difficult to hear even with a microphone positioned right in front of him, the pope restated the Vatican position of opposition to the war. He talked about the current grave unrest in the region, urging, quote, that this situation now be normalized as quickly as possible with the active participation of the international community and, in particular, the United Nations organization in order to ensure a speedy return of Iraq's sovereignty. He called the naming of an interim Iraqi government an encouraging step forward, but he also indirectly raised the issue of the abuse of Iraqis at the Abu Ghraib prison, referring, in his words, to recent deplorable events that have come to light, adding that it will make finding a peaceful solution more difficult. The Vatican spokesman insists that the pope's statement was not a rebuke of the president, and White House officials say the president didn't take it as such. When the president spoke, he praised the pontiff.
Your Holiness, thank you very much for receiving Laura and me and our delegation. I bring greetings from our country, where you are respected, admired, and greatly loved.
Then the president added this in defense of his policies.
We will work for human liberty and human dignity in order to spread peace and compassion, that we appreciate the strong symbol of freedom that you have stood for.
In addition to criticism from the pope, the president's Iraq policies also prompted demonstrations in central Rome today. Authorities had worried that the protest would turn violent. That didn't happen. There were some scuffles and some tear gas, though. There were thousands of police on duty, many in riot gear, and police helicopters flying overhead nearly drowned out the chanting of the crowd. The President's Day also included a dinner with one of his strongest supporters, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, who has urged the President's critics here to remember the longtime ties between the U.S. and Italy. The primary reason for this presidential trip to Europe is so Mr. Bush can attend ceremonies in France, marking the 60th anniversary of the Allied landing at Normandy on D-Day. But today, the president also marked an important date in Italian history. It was exactly 60 years ago that American troops liberated Rome during World War II. Then, U.S. soldiers were greeted by cheering crowds. Today's reception for the American president was much more mixed. Don Gagne, NPR News, Rome.